Welcome to Evernote! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Dix.
Ah, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Good fit today.
Thank you, sir.
I don't tell you that enough.
Left hand up.
Who are we?
The Commanders.
Is that Commander's colors, or is we're just saying that's
just
get,
is
that get the kicks.
I got the Mander shoes.
Get
on.
The kicks. Figure it out.
Oh, I didn't see.
Yeah. Wait.
Now I do.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. But I am definitely exposing Tony's bricklaying skills here.
Yeah. We're fucking.
I actually love them.
Left hand up.
Yeah.
Who are we?
The Commanders.
Go Dukes, baby.
Go Dukes.
Fuck.
What?
Dude.
Bruce, how are we?
Hold on. What's going on?
Before you get whatever you have to get off of your chest. What is going on, dude?
Pick stars.
Yeah, it is. Otter, how are we?
Doing fantastic, Tony. Absolutely.
Hold on. Is that a Manziel money team shirt?
No, this is a Shador Sanders fucking hat. What do you mean, bro?
I don't know. It said money, and I thought that was.
What do you mean?
You got to do the thumb out.
Yeah,
a lot of people are doing the Shador. You got to do the thumb out.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a
Whatever way DJ Khaled is doing it is the right way. DJ, it's the Shador.
Today is Picks Thursday, where guess what? We're going to run through all of our picks in college football, NFL football. Footy?
I got fucked last night.
Footy?
Oh, this is sad.
Do we have footy picks coming?
Yeah, I got tons.
Do we have any baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple baseball? Ball games.
Yeah, we got two.
Yep. Any odds? Oh, yeah, we have to make all of our UFC picks as well.
That's probably start with that.
Okay. I'll lead with that. Right after you tell us how you
this is awesome.
Got fucked last night.
So me and Mitt were driving home yesterday.
Okay.
I thought, I'll throw together a MLS parlay. Why not? Nice little fucking Wednesday night.
Okay.
Awesome.
Eight teamer.
Sure.
One hits, two hits, three hits, four hits, five hits, six hits, seven hits.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I thought about it for like 5 minutes about putting it in or not. Whitecaps double chance, dead.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
54E.
That's a lot.
It was a good chunk change.
It was a lot.
And then I just fucking, Villarreal's not showing up for Europa League. I mean, everything's great.
You're going to get it back.
Everything's fine.
You'd rather lose last night and tonight or today than tonight and this weekend. Okay.
Yeah.
Tonight is.
And you can't beat yourself up about Europa League. You never know who's coming to play in this lower competition.
Yeah, we knew Freiburg was showing up.
Okay.
Always do.
So for UFC,
always
give me Jourdain, Battle, Fiziev, and Izhezhev.
I like Fiziev as well.
Okay. Good. So we did it.
Good stuff.
Picks. Thursday, we'll start in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are king.
True.
Duh.
Duh.
Giants and San Francisco 49ers. You just heard my pick for tonight. It's team total, San Francisco 49ers over 27.5. They've scored 30 in each of their games so far this season. And I just don't know if it's the best matchup for the Giants defense tonight. So, and I 10.5 just didn't feel right to me. So team total Niners over 27.5. Vlad.
I think this went to 3.5, unfortunately
for first quarter.
Yeah.
That is a big half point for a first quarter spread.
It was 2.5 actually.
Yes, it was.
We're still -2.5, -140. I have that. And then naturally, Thursday night, primetime game. Brock Purdy, anytime touchdown, +450, please.
Bit of a flyer.
He got in week one?
Against the Steelers?
Or was it the Rams? I think he got in against the Rams.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I do not know.
How do you feel about your squad tonight?
Yeah, so I came across this fact today. It's not a great one. The Giants are 1-11 in Danny Dimes night games.
Oh, no.
Not at the spread.
No. Just
straight up.
We have a Kirkland
situation. Wait, oh, no.
Five and seven at the spread. Five and seven, Danny. They've been huge.
Oh, no.
In their defense, yes.
Yeah, they've been huge dogs in basically every primetime game of his career. There are some positive trends. Short week coming off of close wins. They're like 6-0. They're 9-0 in another trend that applies to this spot. But it's tough to see. They, in those 12 Danny Dimes night games, they averaged 15 points a game. Like you said, Tony, the 49ers are basically, you know, right as rain to give you 30.
Hopefully.
So 30-15 is like kind of the you know, likely barometer here. The spread should be 14.5, but it is 10.5. I have a very small play on the Giants
plus
10.5 to be a mark. But it certainly feels impossible. There's no way Evan Neal, like Chuck, Coach Chuck was saying, you should move Nick Bosa over to Azudu. However you say his last name.
You're saying he's fine on the left side.
Thank you for fixing that camera.
I'm saying that I think he might be better than Evan Neal right now. I don't think you have to move Nick Bosa anywhere. He's going to eat. And then,
maybe.
And then perhaps an even bigger mismatch is Kayvon Thibodeau going lining up across from Trent Williams. Like, that is just, he has one pressure in two games.
He'll figure it out.
I don't know.
One QB pressure?
He has one QB pressure in two games. I don't even know if he is registered to tackle. So that's not great. I don't know how Wink dials it up. McCaffrey to score twice is probably a lock. If you're bullish on the Giants and are scared of the 10.5, maybe Daniel Jones over 20 or 211.5 passing yards is the best bullish spot for the Giants because they're not going to be able to run the ball.
Nope.
They're going to be behind. So what the fuck else are we going to do? So that's basically it.
Okay. Anything on this game?
Christian McCaffrey to score just a touchdown is -220. So
Jesus Christ, that's where
the prop bets are at. I kind of like Brandon Ayuk.
That's
two
insane.
Touchdowns.
He's obviously. Not playing.
Not Brandon Ayuk. Debo Samuel, two touchdowns. They haven't really gotten him like his true game yet. It was Ayuk, and then it was Christian's game. So I'm going to be on Debo, but I think they beat the fucking dog shit out of him. I am taking the -10. I mean, dude, the 49ers have looked like the best team in football, and I mean, other than the last two quarters, the Giants have looked absolutely horrible. Bruce has said it; they haven't had a tackle for loss or a fucking sack. Like,
they've probably had a TFL.
I assume.
Not gonna agree.
Whoa!
No sacks. No turnovers.
Okay, well, that's still just
no
my point.
Sacks, no turnovers.
And Brock Purdy doesn't turn the ball over, and I mean, they're good. They just have so many weapons.
I do have a feeling we get a weird interception from the Giants.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really know why, but just because we don't have a sack or a turnover, and we're not going to get a sack, I just feel like, hey, maybe Pinnick picks one off.
Okay,
Tony, your face was awesome there.
Well, I don't know. All right, so you know that's how we are for tonight. Not a ton of optimism for the Giants side, it seemed like, but
no, the buddies are too optimistic.
Weirder things have happened. All right, let's move to Sunday. Let's move along. Titans are at the Browns. 3.5 is the number right now, but all the juice on the 3.5 for the Browns is right around even money, so I'm expecting a move to 3 potentially. I actually took the Cleveland Brownies. Bought it to 3.
Whoa, Tony, the fuck?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's your problem?
Tony.
What do you mean?
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm on the Titans plus 3.5. You know, I think it'll go under, be an ugly game. I think that the team that can pass and run will beat the team that can probably only pass in this spot. I don't think that the Browns run game will get going on the Titans front seven.
Okay. Yeah, Titans on the points. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep, I was talking shit about this all week because of the way Ryan Tannehill has played, but I'm going back to the well here. Titans plus the 3.
Yep. The lone wolf. Did you ever see an NFL Network pregame show?
I just seen a fucking dead brownie. dead brownie.
Yep. And important to note, after rushing for, I think it's more than 165 yards, the Browns have never won or covered.
Oh my God.
Chargers, Vikings. I want none.
No, thank you. Get it out.
There is a trend that applies here that has pretty much never lost, where teams that are 0-2
never lost
with a win total over 9 week 3. That applies to the Chargers and the Bengals on Monday night. For that reason, I lean Chargers, but I can't bet on Brandon Staley.
Nope. Yeah, I don't believe in that at all, and I also kind of hate both of these coaches, but they both kind of stink.
Why do you hate them? Why do you have so much hate in your heart?
Yeah.
You know, that is a good question. Just Tony. Breathe. I shouldn't say
hate. Very good question.
I shouldn't
just
say
take hate. A breathe.
No, I don't breathe hate anybody. In. I don't like watching them coach. I don't like watching them coach football. At the end of games, both these guys drive me insane. But the Minnesota Vikings, I think, are a more talented team. And for some reason, I just like them at the plus. It says plus one on here, so like plus 100 money line.
Gotcha. Would you like to know the actual minus 110 on the money line?
What?
For the Vikings?
Where are you at?
I mean, I can look around.
You on Unibet?
You know that I'm always on Unibet.
Who isn't?
The best money line I can give you for the Vikings is minus 110.
What the fuck? All
right. Ooh. Sorry about it.
Oh, well. Pick them.
Patriots, Jets, give me the under.
P-O-D. Pats.
Yeah. Bruce, anything this game?
I'm on the Jets plus the 3. I think that they run the ball effectively against the Patriots and keep it close in, like you said, Tony, what is likely an under spot.
Okay. Yeah. Bet anything?
I got minus 2.5. I think Belichick's going to load the box up and just destroy the Jets here.
Okay. Texans, Jags, 8.5. Nothing. But if I can get it to 7, I'll probably jump on the Jags.
I'm out.
I started doing some recency bias math here, and it's like, okay, the Jags are better than the Colts, and the Colts are better than the Texans. Ipso facto, the play is, and I know I literally shit on it yesterday. You can't be taking the Jaguars lane.
Yes, you did.
I probably won't, but that is, I think, probably the right side.
Texans have not played a game where they've been within 10, correct?
No.
Stroud's looking better, though.
I think he's fine.
I was all over this game until
11 to the Colts and 16 to the Ravens is what they lost by.
Yeah, I was all over this game earlier today because I was thinking of C.J. Stroud's stat lines of just 200-300-plus-yard games. And Coach Pagano actually reminded me that, yeah, a lot of those were during garbage time against the Colts in the fourth quarter. So I'm actually hopping off of this game, and I might flip to the Jaguars coming kickoff.
Okay. We have Bills, Commanders, nothing for me.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. Bruce?
No.
Okay. Mitt?
I actually am also out.
Okay.
I think it'll go under.
43.5 is the total there. Fun fact, Commanders are number 2 in the league at getting to the quarterback. Last year, I think they were number 1. It's a good D-line still. Colts, Ravens, 8.5. Nothing for me.
It's Minshew?
I don't know. We haven't got official word yet.
You
know,
Richardson didn't practice again today.
Yeah, probably Minshew then.
My fantasy lineups are saying that he's still projected 11 points, so we have no idea. I'm taking this.
Don't do that again.
Sorry.
Yeah, just look it up, dude.
Sorry. I was trying to be an asshole. I'm taking the under of the game, 44.5. I just don't think either of these offenses are going to score that.
Colts defense has been flying around.
I don't love
Shaq. Seems like he's back.
Huh?
Shaq does seem like he's back.
You don't love the matchup on which part?
The run defense has been real good to start.
I don't know. I just don't like how it all...
The Colts fan in Bruce is coming out. You still got that Colts hat that you wear all the time? Or?
Corduroy? I did find that.
You found the corduroy?
Yeah, it's in New York.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Where it belongs. I'm wearing it all the time.
Yeah, you took your Colts fan to New York.
His lucky Colts hat went to New York.
Falcons are at the Lions.
Oh, yeah.
I wrestled with this one for a while, but I ended up actually taking the Falcons plus 3.5.
Yeah, we've covered 5 of 7 against Detroit. Detroit won 1 of 7 against the NFC South.
Okay.
Give me the Falcons.
Flying over, no play for me.
That's smart.
Yeah, I think I might bet on the Falcons ATS every single game this year. Give me the Falcons plus the 3.5 if I can get them at that.
Saints, Packers, nothing here.
Packers, money line.
Packers money line.
Yeah, I'm joining the choir. Lombo kind of talked me into it because I think he's going 1-1 again.
Okay. Speaking of Broncos, Dolphins, 6.5. He was on the Broncos. I almost took him, but I decided not to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not betting this game, but what? I don't see it. Am I missing something? Like, am I missing something when I'm watching these Broncos?
It's
games?
Hard to envision the improving kind of back dangerous, not just throwing the ball to the Dolphins when they're down by 8.
I didn't take it, but bad teams cover all the time.
Yeah, like they've looked better than last year, but that's not, you know what I mean?
Bad teams cover all the time, and if I lose this bet, oh well, but I think the Dolphins are a very good team, and -6.5 against a horrible Broncos team that doesn't seem like they know how to win a game, I'm taking that.
I don't think they're horrible.
No, I don't think they're horrible either. I just think the conversation should be that, yes, they look better than last year, but I think the conversation is like,
yeah,
still everyone thinks they're going to be good and they're not.
Where have you heard that at?
Just in general, like the way people talk about them in general, it's like, yeah, they're moving in the right direction. It's like,
I think
you could say that about fucking anybody, man.
I think it's potentially just because they looked so bad last year.
Yeah.
And they scored more touchdowns already this year than they did last year.
Yeah, they are much improved.
Offensively.
Yeah.
Defensively.
Yeah, defensively kind of taking a step
legitimately
back.
Yeah. Lost to the Raiders and Manders at home.
Panthers are at the Seahawks. Great. We get to see Andy Dalton.
Yeah, 6.5 getting a little out of hand. Seahawks haven't covered at home often of late, but I will lay it with the Hawks.
I was not going to take this game, but I'm having a hard time staying away from it now.
Yeah.
You want the Seacock in your mouth?
I do.
Especially,
at least Bryce can move around a little bit and avoid
that. O line is bad. Yeah. We could be looking at another.
But it's not
Andy Dalton laying on the ground.
Not like the Seahawks have the best D line in football.
No, they don't get anybody.
As you guys may have picked up on a bit, I have like just a sicko fetish of the second I hear that it's backup quarterback, I want to bet on that team because of the fact that there is probably going to be an overreaction up to like 7.5 by Sunday morning. But no.
Yeah, you're right. It will be. Speaking of sicko fetishes, anyone want to take the Bears or Cardinals, both 12.5 against the Chiefs or Cowboys? I almost took the Cards. I'll stay away from both.
I'm taking the Chiefs -12.5.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not taking it, but I would be surprised if the Chiefs don't win that game by at least 20.
Sure.
Yeah, it would take probably an act of God.
Dude, the Bears' defensive coordinator.
I don't know what the fucking Bears do, though.
What do you mean?
Like, just in general. Like, I don't know how you fix what's happened.
You take that ball and you deflate it like you're a scout team, and you run the six-back offense that Lombo dreams about at night.
Yep.
And you literally
Justin Fields just have 25 carries.
Just have 10-minute drives and kick field goals.
Go ahead.
Grind out a 12.5-point cover. That's how you do it.
All right.
Yeah.
You don't pass the ball.
Never, not once.
Not once. You're Army, Navy in 1985.
See, but agreed. The thing is, that also...
Wing T.
Who cares? Because their left guard and left tackle are both hurt. Like, dude, they're fucked.
Doesn't matter. Give the backup some fucking, what's it called, smelling salts and Toro. Just let it eat.
Yeah. This is a, hey, let's run clock and let's get out of here.
Yeah.
DJ Moore has got to be wondering what the fuck happened.
Yeah, I do think Dobby is kind of a live pup, like basically all year here.
Oh, yeah. They got the fire in their gut.
Dobby. Dobby's a free out.
Dobby in the Cardinals. Dobby Gannon in the Cardinals.
Dobby's a free out.
Down in Arizona.
Starting quarterback.
I mean, shit, I might throw a flyer on them to win. They're going to win.
I don't hate. The Cards are playing fucking tough ball.
Yeah, they got fire in their gut.
Until they're not. I mean, they better have a lot of fire in their
gut. I'd like to see how they respond after that second half last week. Steelers, Raiders, Sunday night. 2.5.
Yeah, Steelers +2.5.
Yeah, I'm buying it to 3.5. It's a play of the year candidate.
I've got a lot of confidence in that offense.
I do, because I don't have a lot of confidence.
I don't think the offense needs to do much.
Yeah. And the Raiders defense is nowhere near what the...
Need the defense to get 14 again.
What the Canadians have faced thus far.
Okay.
Don't call them. The
Jets.
I love
the Jets
that.
The Fighting Canadas.
Don't call them.
No, the Fighting Canadas.
Please don't call them.
They got the Steelers on defense and the Canadians on offense.
All right, college football. want to start.
What a gorgeous slate. Let's just take a moment and just admire this slate.
It's an unbelievable slate.
Oh, great slate. Yeah.
Let's not do the 12 o'clock thing yet.
Yeah, because we got to start with Thursday night.
Well, yeah, yeah. I'm saying let's not even do that yet. Let's just, because there's like five or six big games, let's just, let's see if anybody has anything on those, and then we'll go with. Does that make sense?
No.
Oh, you don't like that?
I don't like that. I don't like that we're messing with the mojo.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. I agree.
Yeah, good point.
I don't agree, but.
Stick with it.
We'll do
it.
I only picked big game.
There we go. Chronological order.
I only pick big
game. There's big game in every time slot, Tony. That's why it makes no sense.
No, I did genuinely there? Only pick big
yeah.
game.
No, no, I mean there is, but.
I only pick big game.
We'll see.
There is.
All right, wait till, all right, we'll see.
Okay. We'll see.
Thursday night, tonight. Georgia State and Coastal. Anyone got anything?
Nope.
I'm on Georgia State. I believe you are too.
I am on Georgia State plus +7.
Yeah. Quarterback duel. Great quarterbacks, both sides.
I don't like going against Grayson McCall, but.
Yeah, I do. The reason I love Georgia State plus, I bought it up to 7.5 so much, is that I do think there's a chance that they punch him in the mouth, take an early lead, and then you're kind of chilling even as we fly over the total.
Okay. Tomorrow, Friday. I got two picks tomorrow. Anybody got picks tomorrow?
I got one.
Go for it.
I'm on Air Force. I bought this one down, actually, to the 2.5. I laid 160 for it. But San Jose State can't stop the run, and Air Force is the best in the business at pounding that rock. So I'll be staying up till 1 a.m, sweating out. Air Force laying 2.5.
Very similar sentiments to me. I will be on the 10:30 East Coast kickoff. Air Force minus -3. I got it too. And I'm going to take Wisconsin minus. God, I hate that fucking pick.
I mean,
Wisconsin's looked bad.
Ooh. Purdue
got boat raced by Syracuse.
Such a disgusting wager last week.
Wisconsin probably should have lost last week at home to, is it Georgia State or Georgia Southern? One of them.
I just don't know if you can trust broccoli chard back there, to be honest with you.
All right, so.
What is it called? Swiss chard.
You're thinking of.
Swiss chard.
Are you thinking of broccolini or?
No, it is a.
I know what you're Swiss chard, but.
Yeah, it's a popular Croatian side.
Okay, nice. All right, so tomorrow night, Wisconsin for me and Air Force for Bruce and I. Let's move to Saturday. I have no 12 o'clock games.
What?
What?
Soft.
Come on, you have to have one.
It's fucking soft.
Why, Mitt?
The game we've been talking about all week, FSU Clemson at 12 p.m. I'm taking Florida State minus 2.5. I fucking love it. I think it's actually probably going to be my bet of the week.
Okay. If you like, I have a lean.
I got Florida State money line until I see fucking that boy Dabo run down a hill.
Yep, I'm drinking jet fuel. I'm out at the frat pregame tailgate at 9 a.m., and I'm going in there and watching Dabo run down that hill, and I'm taking Clemson plus 3.5. Better defense here at home.
Okay. Well, my lean is Clemson. Any other 12s?
Auburn plus 7.5 at A&M.
That was the side I was leaning to, but didn't take it.
Oklahoma minus 13.5 at Cincy.
Side I was leaning to, didn't take.
And naturally, Rutgers plus 24.5 at Michigan.
Thought about it.
You thought about it?
Michigan hasn't covered yet this year.
True.
Yep, I'm adding in Rutgers, the Shiano man, plus 24.5 at Michigan because that's a hilarious.
Part of me thinks they were just waiting for Jimmy to get back, though, before they fucking took the top off of everything. Any more?
Auburn's up to 8.5.
Any more nooners? Jeez.
Nope.
Not for me.
No.
Okay. Let's start 3:30.
Here we go.
Anyone on Colorado, Oregon?
No, thank you.
Yes, sir. Give me Colorado plus the 21.5. I don't care how big of a mark I am. I'm also taking the money line. Let's go.
I would be shocked.
My angle is just a Pac-12 big favorite.
What's the total on this? 75?
Probably, but it's kind of a teaser, but I just use alternate spreads in a parlay because I'm a simple man. Washington, Oregon, both laying 16.5. You can get that plus 140. I like the way that one feels out of the hand.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that.
Get off the 21 number that is going to be, you know, obviously a public scenario on Colorado and just, you know, hope that it falls on that number.
Okay. The next two big games I am on, UCLA at Utah. Rice-Eccles Stadium, tough environment. 16 straight Utah's won at home.
Yeah. Is Cam in?
everyone thinks he's going to go.
Doesn't matter.
Pull that close.
Doesn't matter.
It definitely matters for Utah's offense.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. It doesn't matter to me, though, because I think if he goes, he's going to be a little rusty. Should be a little rusty. Maybe. Maybe. Give me UCLA plus the 4.5.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh, Tony, I got them at 5.5.
Whoa.
Wow.
So I'm taking UCLA plus 5.5.
Give me Utah minus 4.5.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Fucking battle, my friend.
Hell yeah.
You want to fucking go to war?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second.
Oh,
I'm out. There must be news out, and I'm going to take it. But UCLA is up to 6. I will take the 6.
Cam Rising's back.
Yeah.
Is it official or?
I don't know. I'm just guessing off that line. If that goes to 7, I'm joining you, Tony. I believe that they have quarterback edge still.
Whoa, that's a
what?
That's a bold take.
check the stats.
No, he hasn't fucking played this year.
Check
what stats?
Guy's played in 2 games.
The second most efficient quarterback in the Pac-12.
Stop yeah, I know, but he's played 2 games. And
so you take him over Bo Nix, too?
Yeah.
The pause tells us everything we need to know.
Hey, in 2 years when he's winning the Heisman, you just call me. I'll be sitting back here.
Yeah, it looks like Cam is probably going as far as that line's concerned. And that the other big one at 3:30, I have made this mistake before.
You're doing it.
You
give me Ole Miss plus the 7.
You motherfucker.
Give me Jackson Dart, Quinshon Judkins, and that Ole Miss team led by Lane Kiffin against what the hell is going on in Bama?
Melrose back.
Once again, I've made this mistake before.
Melrose back, different team. Bama minus 6.5.
I don't know what you're talking about with this mistake. The Ole Miss I know has got Chad Kelly, and they beat Alabama outright is 17-point
dog. Going against Bama in general.
Yeah. Yeah, but Ole Miss has great success at the spread against Alabama.
Last year, they actually almost won.
Yeah. I think that this is teetering, and this is a crazy statement, teetering on the wrong team being favored.
Oh, Bruce, don't do that.
I am
holy
with...
Holy shit,
Bruce. Thank you, Bruce.
I am with you, Bruce. Tony.
God damn it, Bruce.
Ole Miss.
Oh, see yourself. Plus oh, the boy. 7.
Are you kidding
good
me?
Run.
And I like them outright.
Good run.
They're the better ball club right now.
No.
That might...
Oh, no.
Right now, today... Who's better at football as a team?
The kiss of death situation.
Yep. Yep.
Fuck yes. I love it. Let's go. I'm on Bama minus the 6.5.
Someone go get me a Bama helmet. Yeesh. I'm just kidding.
You're going to need it.
Also, 3:30, I am going to take Miami laying 23.5 against Temple. And I am... One more 3:30. It's a team I think I've been on every single week. I am going to lay 7. Maryland in Michigan State.
I'm going down to 6.5 with Maryland. And I like WVU getting 6.5 at home against Texas Tech.
Now, I know Michigan State also last week played a very, very good Washington team, but it looked like they were not there.
Yeah, they're cooked.
I'm taking cheese here. And I'm on BYU plus 10.5. I think they keep Jalen Daniels in that pocket. They keep him contained. They held Jefferson to 21 rush yards last week. And obviously that big win might be a bit of a letdown. But I think that that our sweet prince Slobodan keeps it close and it'll end up a one score game.
After doing a lot of research this week, I almost made Kansas a pick. So I'm excited. I'm interested to see what happens in that one.
Should I cash out, Tony? What is your research?
That BYU's offense has actually been pretty bad as far as yards are concerned and yards per play and stuff like that. They've gotten some nice breaks. So I don't know if they're going to be able to score with Kansas, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, dude, it's our sweet prince.
10's a lot, though.
10's a lot, sweet prince.
10 is quite a bit. When I actually dove into the Arkansas and BYU game, but yeah, no more 3:30s for me. My next is 6:30. Anyone got anything before 6:30?
I got 2 4s. I got the Meeps plus 21.5 at Tennessee.
Frank Harris is questionable.
Yep. And I like Oklahoma State getting 3.5 at Iowa State.
Yeah, I hope you sit down and watch that
game. I will. I'll fucking FaceTime you. I'm going to keep you on FaceTime the whole
game. I want you to watch every snap of that game.
I'll be FaceTime on my computer in the corner.
That's going to be a terrible game.
Oklahoma State probably win that thing outright 10-7.
Oh, no, what's wrong? That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. 6 o'clock. I'm going to lay the 3 with Wake. They're hosting Georgia Tech. What's wrong? Mitt, did you say something?
I'm sorry. I saw Bill running across the stage, and I thought he was coming in here, but he's not.
Hey.
All right, let's just get up, leave it hot.
What did he say?
Something's going on.
Yeah, like...
Pitcher?
Yeah, go ahead. Missing
group photo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, go ahead. I can keep talking while you guys go ahead.
No, I got a 7 I got to give.
I got a... Did I do the Wake?
You're starting to.
Wake at 6:30. Georgia Tech's looked better on offense with Haynes King, but I like Wake.
Good, fair enough.
What do you guys got?
Get the Beavs out of the way.
You got any 7, 6:30, 7?
I got a 7:30.
I got two. You want to do it? Yeah, let's do the Beavs.
Yeah, Beavs money line. Come on.
I'll lay the 3.
I'm going the other way.
Okay.
It's a tough barn. I'm buying it up to 3.5, and I'm taking Washington State.
Okay. It is a tough barn.
I do love DJ, and I love...
Tough barn, and I think Wazoo has the better quarterback. But, you know, that ground game with Oregon State, they're going to fuck
go against
it. But Washington State's got a rush defense.
Pound their name. That rock.
Yeah.
They got a good rush defense.
It's 7. I'm also going to take Colorado State plus 3 at Middle Tennessee.
Ooh.
How about... anybody?
I got 3 at 7:30.
Okay. Let's start there. Any of them, Notre Dame and Ohio State?
Yeah, Ohio State money line.
I'm going to take Ohio State minus the 3, actually.
Prove it to me.
I am buying up Notre Dame. This is probably the first time I've ever publicly taken Notre Dame. I'm buying up Notre Dame plus 3.5, land 120.
I think that is the line.
Mine's more of a... Yeah, this is going to be...
Did it change?
What's the question?
I think the line is 3.5.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think it is too. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think Notre Dame has a better quarterback, which I, once again, do not like betting against that. But here, I mean, Ohio State's defense has been unbelievable. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I
also have a Sam Hartman Heisman ticket, so I'm kind of betting with
Longo.
I should hedge against that, but whatever.
If they win at Ohio State, like that's
a good ticket.
Yes,
that is live.
Yeah,
here's the only. I'm not saying issue. Estimate leads the country in rushing too. Are they going to steal votes from each other?
No, you think it all goes
to Hartman?
Sam Hartman's too hot. I'm with Mitt. I'm on Notre Dame plus 3.5 here.
Okay.
Yeah,
Bruce, we're going to war here.
We got a lot of wars.
I don't think I'll be putting my feet up for a couple pints with you on.
No, you guys can't. You guys can't hang out on Saturday.
No,
I'm on the dog, dude. I got one favorite. And
does anybody have Penn State, Iowa?
Yeah, Iowa plus 14.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You are
take him to the deep end.
You are a sick
strap fuck. It on. Oh. Strap it on, boy.
You are a sick fuck. Anybody else on that game?
No.
Okay. Let's go to 8.
Oh, sorry, 7:30. South Carolina, my 6.5.
Yeah, that's...
Against Smith State?
Yeah.
That feels right. Will Rogers is a lost soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not throwing the ball anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they just changed the offense on his ass. He was good. Now he's not.
Rattlers played really well.
Yeah.
I didn't take that game, but I did take UNC minus 7 at Pitt.
So
that team doesn't know who they are or what they want to be. North Carolina does.
Play of the who?
Tar Heels POD?
Yeah. Down to 6.5, though. They
have fucked us before.
Yeah, this is different. Yeah. That Pitt team lost to fucking Myoko.
Myoko could sling the pill.
Myoko is very good quarterback.
Is he?
Myoko is very
good. Myoko,
very good quarterback. But UNC, this should be... I can't see this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. My last play of the day. Are you on that game, man, or something?
Yes, I am. And that's also the reason why I'm not on South Carolina is because of how good North Carolina looked against them. I think North Carolina boat races them. I got them at 7.5, so I'll take the 7.
My last college play of the day is JMU minus 5.5 against Utah State.
I'm going to strap in at 10:30 on Saturday night for Washington minus 20.5.
Yeah, they're gonna show up.
Actually,
yeah.
I might have a late ad. What's USD at?
34.5
Arizona State is potentially down to their fourth string quarterback.
Does he have pizzazz?
I don't think so.
Are we diving into the huddle?
I've done. I can't do it.
I will stay away.
I did it. I did it week zero, and it didn't work out.
Throw that fun fact. Okay. Any more college picks left out there?
Wagon.
That's it, my friend.
Okay. We now turn.
Do we have a football god around?
Is this our football god?
Have you seen a football god?
Play of the week. Are we 3-0 in football god?
3-0 right now.
We are super hot. Look.
Who are you, Kratos?
You think? Yeah, kind of. Except I don't kill the gods. You know, I just listen to them. And I guess this is just something I need to do now. I have negative on the year, so I need to stop.
Hold on. Just saw your shirt for the first time today. Is that a cat as if it were a
Godzilla?
You got it.
No, hold on. Let me think of it. The alcohol.
You get it.
The Kraken.
Thank you. The Kraken.
There it is. Yes. I believe the store explanation was like Kratkin.
I like
or
that.
Something like Katkin.
Yep.
I forget exactly what it was, but yeah, it's a Kraken. As a cat, I got a few more in the works here that should be here soon.
That's a really good football gods of the week.
Exactly.
Shirt.
So it's almost like the Poseidon pick of the week.
Correct. Okay.
But Poseidon's not a football god. He's a mythological god. Football gods are real. All right. So a lot of stuff has happened this week.
Okay.
Obviously.
Is this an NFL play?
And this will be the first NFL football gods of the week. Okay. Yes. And, I'm not going to comment on anything.
Thank you.
I will say, however, Kansas City Chiefs over 30.5 is the football
team total
play of the week. Yep, team total. We had Travis on earlier. They're not sleeping on the Bears.
He really likes the game plan.
Yeah, he does. Now I would throw Kelce touchdown in there, but it's too obvious. I would throw Kelce
two team touchdowns. Total's nice.
Team total's perfect. I think you sprinkle on Kelce two TDs, but again. That is not the football god's pick. The football god's pick is strictly Kansas City Chiefs over 30.5. Tonight, just to continue on with the Thursday night football touchdown, I said it earlier, I like Kyle Juszczyk at +900.
+900.
That is very good.
It's absurd.
That's good. I got Purdy at 450.
I like that too. I like Purdy too.
Yep.
It just feels like one of those games where McCaffrey's so obvious. Wink is just going to.
Mine's 200 for a touchdown. It's absurd.
Absurd. What's Ray Ray McLeod too?
Oh, you think Ray Ray's
going to. I kind of like Ray Ray. Because if Ayuk is out.
I don't know.
I don't know if.
I got a tough guy fucking Ray Ray, dude.
I like Ray Ray. He's got speed.
The guy fucking fumbles and fucking returns every game.
That's true.
Dude. He was
a great
Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah, now you're saying that.
Post. Do you have it up there? No. Is Ray Ray even on there?
I was actually looking to see if he's ever scored a touchdown.
Yeah, which no, I think he had one last year on a 80-yard reverse.
Touchdown score props.
I know you checked 900. That's the only one I know.
I also put in...
Ray Ray is +650, actually. He's ahead of Juszczyk.
Boom.
So. I have Kittle, Debo, McCaffrey. I put the bet in twice by accident.
Like that.
So it's,
does anyone know who Lawrence Kager is?
Lawrence Kager?
Yeah.
That's a backup tight end for the New York Football Giants, correct, Bruce?
Yeah, that is correct. He is.
He is the longest odds to score tonight. Just want to throw that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they actually use him sometimes.
Not anymore with Waller.
Okay, I just remember last year.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a couple.
When he was the two, he was in, but now he's a three, and now he's not in.
-260 for McCaffrey is insane.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
What's his two TDs?
Probably fucking even money.
Yeah, legit. Yeah.
Should be.
You can't live like that.
If we're going touchdown score, I think Debo is my guy tonight.
I like that too.
I feel pretty good about Debo, McCaffrey, and Kittle all getting in.
Oh,
I really like the Debo too.
Yeah. Everyone fucking have a party.
Is Ayuk on the board still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I jump on Juwan Jennings now.
Ooh, he made a nice catch last week.
Yes, they use him.
I like Jennings. Not
playing.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Maybe think about it.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you guys.
God bless your soul.
Thank you. God bless you, football gods.
Thank you. Yes.
God bless football.
And we're done.
God bless football gods.
And we're done.
When we say God bless at the end of it, that's who we're blessing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, why do you guys say God bless? Well, that's the gambling gods. The football god.
Yeah.
You get it.
And also God.
God
bless you all.
Good football pick so far today, boys. Let's head to
The pitch?
Football pick.
Or do you want ball?
No. Football pick.
Football. Saturday EPL, I like Brentford moneyline versus Everton.
Okay.
Ultimate buy low spot. Man U is -125 moneyline at Burnley. I think that is way too short.
That's
even though
big match. JJ Watt's gonna be watching.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Man U money line.
Whoa.
La Liga, I like Sevilla draw no bet at Osasuna. Valencia draw no bet Almeria. Bundesliga Werder Bremen draw no bet versus Cologne.
Yep.
Serie A Juventus money line. Lazio money line. League 1, Lille double chance. MLS Saturday night, Atlanta money line, LAFC double chance.
Time out. Is Miami dead?
No, they won 4-0 last night.
Is Messi? What was Messi's injury?
So I'm pretty sure, are they in a final
muscle,
this weekend?
Muscle fatigue.
Oh, he's tired.
Him and Alba both went off early.
Yeah, okay. It seemed like a maybe bit of premeditated. Okay. I'm hurt.
Yeah, proud. It did look a bit odd. Revs double chance. Columbus draw no bet. Houston double chance. Fucking Whitecaps again double chance.
Whoa. They owe you money.
Let's hope. Nashville double chance. And then to Sunday in the Bundesliga, I got Freiburg double chance.
Freiburg.
PSG in League 1 money line at -125. You won't see that very often.
Who are they playing?
Marseille. Oh, Marseille is playing today, though.
Yeah,
or they Marseille. Played yesterday?
No, they played today. I almost took them double chance.
Serie A, I got Fiorentina draw no bet. Roma draw no bet. La Liga, I got Villarreal draw no bet. Real Betis money line. Real Madrid draw no bet at Atletico. And I'm going Spurs double chance at Arsenal.
Yeah, okay. Buddy.
Arsenal played
in the London Derby.
Yeah, North London Derby. Woo. Arsenal played midweek. I think Spurs can catch him here, at least get a draw. Aston Villa has been probably my favorite team to bet on all year.
Okay.
They're double chance at Chelsea. Chelsea hasn't won since.
They stink.
It's because they don't have fucking Pulisic.
They are shite.
Yeah, so Villa double chance there, and that is all.
I'm with you on Brentford, and obviously Tottenham double chance. Just a little live look in here. West Ham is down 1-0 to TSC Bakatopola.
Yeah.
And Brighton is down 1-2 to AEK Athens.
Inter Miami plays Houston Dynamo in the Cup US Open Cup final next Wednesday.
Okay.
So I imagine the Inter Milan boys will be sitting out this weekend.
I feel like I get a Gumpy text once a week that just says fucking hammers in all cap.
Oh yeah, I love West Ham.
They're amazing.
Yeah. The problem is now with them being in Europa League, their team is a little thin.
Sure.
So you're going to run into some troubles playing midweek.
A little muscle fatigue.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Let's head to the diamond.
All right.
Got any diamond picks?
I have just two. I got the Phillies money line first five against the Mets, and I like the Cubbies first five money line against the Pirates.
Bruce, any picks?
I too absolutely love the Cubbies against the Pirates today. They need to win this game and take the rubber match of this series if they want to make the wild card.
Well, not if the Buccos have anything to say about it.
The Buccos are pitching some scrub, and we got Kyle Hendricks.
Whoa. Jesus Tony. Christ. Do we have any more picks?
That is all my
Give me the Dodgers tonight, -180.
Dodgers.
Dodgers anyway, I go.
Give me the Dodgers full game tonight. They don't really have anything to play for, but they can help mathematically eliminate the San Francisco Giants, which I bet they want to do.
Otter, I'm going to talk to you for 1 second.
What's up, Tony?
I want you to look at your quote. And I want you to ask yourself, is it good enough for today? And if it's not, we'll give you a little more time to find one.
I think that this quote is a very, very great quote.
Okay. Well, let's fucking hear it.
All right, Tony. This is how my gambling. Sometimes I get down in the dumps and then I say, fuck it. You know what? Winners never quit and quitters never fucking win. And that's a quote by Vince Lombardi, one of my favorite football coaches ever.
Hell yeah.
Spot on.
That's when coaches were coaches.
Spot on.
Fuck yeah.
That's my football.
When coaches wore suits on the sideline.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Somebody should bring that back.
What's his name? Mike Nolan tried to for a little bit.
Quitters also do win if you find a better job.
Bruce.
Okay, not every quote's perfect.
What are you just going against everything today, Bruce?
What do you mean?
What are you fucking Mr. Contrarian today?
You fucking contrarian boy.
I know you're Mr. ADD today. I've seen it like 1,000 times today.
I like the puppies this weekend.
All right, we'll be back on Monday. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.